Welcome to Euro Environmental Limited's Legionella Training Podcast, designed to provide guidance and training for anyone responsible for managing or maintaining water systems within the UK in accordance with current health and safety codes of practice. In the UK, the Health and Safety Commission's approved code of practice and guidance document titled Legionnaires' Disease, the Control of Legionella Bacteria in Water Systems, gives practical advice on how to comply with UK health and safety law with respect to the control of Legionella bacteria. This code is important in that it has a special legal status. If you're prosecuted for a breach of health and safety law, and it is proved that you did not follow the relevant provisions of the code, you would need to demonstrate that you have complied with the law in some other way, or a court would find you at fault. Legislation, health and safety law. Duties under the Health and Safety at Work regulations extend to risks from Legionella bacteria, which may arise from work activities. The management of Health and Safety at Work regulations provide a broad framework for controlling health and safety at work. As well as requiring risk assessments, they also require employers to have access to competent help in applying the provisions of health and safety law, to establish procedures to be followed by any worker if situations presenting serious and imminent danger were to arise, and for cooperation and coordination where two or more employees or self-employed persons share a workplace. More specifically, the COSH regulations provide a framework of actions designed to control the risk from a range of hazardous substances, including biological agents. The essential elements of COSH are A. Risk assessment. B. Prevention of exposure or substitution with a less hazardous substance, if this is possible, or substitution of a process or method with a less hazardous one. C. Control of exposure where prevention or substitution is not reasonably practicable. D. Maintenance, examination and testing of control measures, e.g. automatic dosing equipment for delivery of biocides and other treatment chemicals. F. Health surveillance of employees. The Reporting of Injuries, Diseases and Dangerous Occurrences Regulations 1995, RIDOR, require employers and others, e.g. the person who has control of work premises, to report to the Health and Safety Executive accidents and some diseases that arise out of or in connection with work. Cases of legionellosis are reportable under RIDOR. If a doctor notifies the employer, and if the employee's current job involves work on or near cooling systems that use water or hot water service systems in the workplace. Further details can be obtained in HSC Guidance 1. Those who have, to any extent, control of premises have a duty under the Notification of Cooling Towers and Evaporative Condensers Regulations 1992 to notify the local authority in writing with details of notifiable devices. These consist of cooling towers and evaporative condensers, except when they contain water that is not exposed to the air and the water and electricity supply are not connected. Although the requirement is to notify the local authority, the regulations are enforced by the relevant authority for the premises concerned. If a tower becomes redundant and is decommissioned or dismantled, this should also be notified. The main purpose of these regulations is to help in the investigation of outbreaks. The Safety Representatives and Safety Committees Regulations 1977 and the Health and Safety Consultation with Employees Regulations 1996 require employers to consult trade representatives about health and safety matters. This includes changes to the work that may affect their health and safety at work, arrangements for getting competent help, information on the risks and controls, and the planning of health and safety training. So what is Legionnaires' disease? Legionnaires' disease is a potentially fatal form of pneumonia, which can affect anybody, but which principally affects those who are susceptible because of age, illness, immunosuppression, or smoking, for example. It is caused by the bacterium Legionella pneumophila, and related bacteria that can be found naturally in environmental water sources such as rivers, lakes and reservoirs, usually in low numbers. As they are commonly found in environmental sources, they may also be found in purpose-built water systems, such as cooling towers, evaporative condensers, and whirlpool spas. If conditions are favourable, the bacterium may grow, creating conditions in which the risk from Legionnaires' disease is increased. It is therefore important to control the risks by introducing measures outlined in the approved Code of Practice and Guidance document, Legionnaires' Disease, the Control of Legionella Bacteria in Water Systems, L8. Legionnaires' disease is a type of pneumonia. It was named after an outbreak of severe pneumonia that affected a meeting of the American Legion in 1976. It is an uncommon but serious disease. It is actually one of a group of similar diseases, collectively known as legionellosis. The other forms, e.g. Pontiac fever and Lock Gollyhead fever, have similar symptoms, but are not as serious as Legionnaires' disease. Legionnaires' disease occurs more frequently in men than women. It usually affects middle-aged or elderly people, and it more commonly affects smokers or people with other chest problems. How do people get it? The agent that causes Legionnaires' disease is a bacterium called Legionella pneumophila. People catch Legionnaires' disease by inhaling small droplets of water suspended in the air, which contain the bacteria. Certain conditions increase the risk from Legionella. A suitable temperature for growth, 20 to 45 degrees C. A source of nutrients for the organism, e.g. sludge, scale, rust, algae and other organic matter. And a way of creating and spreading breathable droplets, e.g. the aerosol created by a cooling tower or spa pool, shower or even water splashing from a tap. However, remember that most people exposed to Legionella do not become ill, and Legionnaires' disease does not spread from person to person. Where does it come from? Legionella bacteria are widespread in nature, mainly living in natural water systems, e.g. rivers and ponds. However, the conditions are rarely ripe for people to catch the disease from these sources. Outbreaks of the illness occur from exposure to Legionella growing in purpose-built systems where the water is maintained at a temperature high enough to encourage growth, e.g. cooling towers, evaporative condensers, spa pools and hot water systems used in all sorts of premises, work and domestic. Most community outbreaks in the UK have been linked to installations such as cooling towers, which can spread droplets of water over a wide area. These are found as part of air conditioning and industrial cooling systems. Fatal cases of Legionnaires' disease have also been associated with spa pool demonstrations. What measures are there to control Legionella? To prevent exposure to the Legionella bacteria, you as a duty holder must comply with legislation that requires you to manage, maintain and treat water systems in your premises properly. This will include, but not be limited to, risk assessment, appropriate water treatment and cleaning regimes. Typical examples of Legionella management systems may vary dependent on the site, working activity and water systems present. The following is an example of typical hot and cold water measures that may be adopted within an office environment. A risk assessment conducted every 2 years. Weekly flushing of low usage outlets. Monthly checks of calorifier flow and return temperatures to ensure hot water remains above 50 degrees C and cold water below 20 degrees C at sentinel outlet points. Where appropriate, quarterly clean and disinfection of all showerheads and calorifier blowdowns. Tank temperature checks every 6 months to ensure temperatures below 20 degrees C. Annual checks to ensure the integrity of water tanks and identify any remedial actions required. What to do if you or an employee has Legionnaires' disease? If you suspect that you or an employee have contracted the disease as a result of your work, then there is a legal requirement to report cases to the Health and Safety Executive. The symptoms of Legionnaires' disease are similar to the symptoms of the flu and include high temperature, feverish and chills, cough, muscle pains, headache leading on to pneumonia, very occasionally, diarrhea and signs of mental confusion. If you develop the above symptoms and you are worried that it might be Legionnaires' disease, see your general practitioner. Because it is similar to the flu, it is not always easy to diagnose. A blood or urine test will be helpful in deciding whether an illness is or is not Legionnaires' disease. The illness is treated with an antibiotic called erythromycin or a similar antibiotic. When doctors are aware that the illness is present in the local community, they have a much better chance of diagnosing it earlier. If you suspect that you may have got the illness as a consequence of your work, then you are advised to report this to your manager, as well as your health and safety representative and occupational health department, if you have one. For information and guidance on Legionella management, contact Euro Environmental Limited on 0870 701 9170 or visit our website at www.euroenvironmental.co.uk.